prosthetics, dogs, wheelchairs, high-performance cars, 4x4s, tattoos. We've got everything here. It can only be the Invictus Games.
You just feel like you are going a lot quicker than 30. At times you'll think you're doing 50 plus. When you...
Well, good job the speed limit over most of the panic chase is 60 miles an hour,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. I've been in training now properly for probably about 4 months. Been out 3-4 times a week, 20 mile each time. Just can't wait to get started now. Train hard, compete easy, isn't it? So we'll see. It's all come together as a bit of a whirlwind. Prince Harry has obviously been heavily involved in bringing the games over here.
What's he like?
He's a good bloke. I mean, he's obviously a royal, so do you have to mind your P's and Q's occasionally? But no, he's fantastic, serving military himself, so he knows what the guys have been through, and he's very down to earth with that, and you can talk to him like a normal person, really.
What do the games mean to you?
Having sustained my injuries in 2010, it was just finding a sport that I could be competitive in again.
How do you fancy your chances? Have you checked out the competition?
All the nations are keeping their cards very close to their chest at the minute, us included. So we don't know exactly what the strength of the competition that's coming from elsewhere is. The GB side, we've got a very strong field. We've got a lot of experienced hand cyclists in there as well. So I think the chances for the medals staying in this country are quite high.
You mentioned how sport has been a big part of your recovery. What do you remember of that day?
I remember it all. It was stuff we'd done 100 times before. When luck wasn't on your side, ended up with obviously me losing both my legs.
Because you'd specifically, I think after your first tour, chosen to train in bomb disposal, hadn't you?
Yeah, so it was something that I wanted to get more of an understanding of. I put myself forward for the training and obviously went through all of that, and then I say it was just one of them things that you look back and you think, was it a good idea at the time? But
you don't look back with regrets, or...?
No, not at all, no. I say, if I had to do it all again, I would do it all again. It took a while for it to sink in at the moment of impact. I mean, I didn't realise I stepped on the device until 5 minutes after I had actually stepped on it. It wasn't until I actually saw the extent of the injury to then my brain actually making it real and understanding what had happened, and then that's when the pain started to kick in.
And it must have been a tough journey since then, though.
It's not been without its challenges. It's been a long road. It's always going to be something that's ongoing. It won't be a case of, oh, well, it's finished now. It'll be a long and progressive road.
These men and women here have achieved so much already in their life beyond injury. To beat everybody else and bring back as many medals as we possibly can, not forgetting it's the taking part that counts.